You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The former Reds outfielder who's now in Washington, this is what MLB.com says about him. With top prospect James Wood getting called up, it's relegated Winker to part-time DH duties. Now, he is on an expiring contract, but he's making only $1.5 million. And here are his numbers for a guy that's quote-unquote playing part-time this year. Mm-hmm. He can play left field, he can play right field. Part-time, 11 home runs, 43 ribbies, 12 steals, .260 average, .374 on base, .432 slugging, .806 OPS, OPS plus 100 is average, .133.
He's having one of the best offensive seasons of his career.
Two years ago, he went to the All-Star game at .949 OPS with Cincinnati Mulsey.
Yeah, I think some of the Cincinnati numbers, 3 years ago.
3 years ago, thank you.
Some of the Cincy numbers are probably, especially that year, a little inflated by playing in a bandbox. But Washington's park is no hitter-friendly paradise at all. That place has always seemed like one of the deeper, more cavernous
parks. It's a fair
ballpark,
yep.
Yeah, it's tough to hit home runs there. There's not a lot of cheapies.
This that would remind me of almost when they brought Ludwig in at the trade deadline. Remember
which was
that?
A disaster, though. He was terrible.
He was.
Derek Lee came in, hit 2 home runs in his first game. They were chanting his name, and he didn't want to play baseball anymore after that season.
Well, he got hit on the hand with a pitch, and that derailed that season for him.
But they never came back. He looked like he had plenty left in the tank.
Oh, yeah, right. He retired.
He was done.
After
that was it for him.
Yep.
Because I remember thinking, oh, they should try to bring him back next year. Nope.
11 homers, 43
RBIs.
That's
a good bat. It would automatically slot in and be one of the better bats in their lineup. Probably one of the three best bats.
And he's a left-handed hitter, so he'd play every day.
Mm-hmm. Put him into right field, basically.
The only thing about that, the reason why I would guess, the one thing that I think would keep them from making a trade for somebody like him, I bet they feel like they get that with Palacios.
They don't, though. We haven't seen it proven over a long period of time.
I do like what he's brought. I do like what he's brought the team, though, Chris.
I understand.
There's a little bit of a pep with him and a shot in the arm with him.
He has some juice.
There's a boost with him for sure.
Guys like him. He plays with like an attitude in a good way. Greg Brown points it out every time he's up there that he does it.
There's a panache.
There's a little bit of look at me there, but in the kind of way that everyone seems to like because he goes out there and plays very hard.
Yep.
That was good Yasiel Puig. I'm not saying he's Yasiel Puig, but remember when people loved him? It was because he played hard and there was swagger there, but it was like the healthy kind.
I think their issue is center field, and I don't think that this Winker wouldn't solve that. He would give them another good bat, but the thing is, when you face a right-handed pitcher, to get the platoon right, you'd want Palacios, you'd want Winker, you'd want Reynolds all in the lineup, and somebody's got to play. I mean, you basically need two center fielders because of left field and center field. What I would argue back, though, is your outfield defense already is bad because you start Sawinski most nights
just
in center field.
Deal with it. What, put Reynolds in center, I guess, and figure it out?
The thing I don't think they like about that, though, is because it's more work for Reynolds to play center field, especially on the road.
They don't want it to take away from his offense.
Right, they want him to play every day.
Okay, I don't know. Cross your fingers and put old Josh Palacios out there. Swag it up, brother.
You can't put him in center field, though.
Okay.
So option two here, MLB.com, Pirates trade targets. The first one was Winker. The next one is Chisholm. And they've been playing him at second base, which does the Pirates no favors because they don't need a second baseman with Gonzalez. But the article says it's another sign that they're trying to trade him, that they're showing teams that he can do more than just play center field. 12 homers, 18 stolen bases, 728 OPS, and they're two more years after this one for Chisholm. Who among the guys out there probably, I think, fits what they need the most, and that's someone to man center field for them.
And yet you keep hearing these weird stories. Teammates don't love them.
Oh, I totally believe all that stuff, they won't.
Like, kind of a headache.
I agree. I don't think that they will. I think that they will not acquire him, not only because of the escalating cost and his salary with arbitration, the amount that it would take to get him in terms of prospects that they would need to surrender. But also, I agree, I don't think they look at him as a personality fit for their team. Which, get over that. I mean,
I'm just saying, like,
people said Bill Madlock was not a personality fit when the Pirates traded for him in 79.
Yes,
that
Barry
seemed
Bonds
to work out
not
okay.
Not a personality fit for most teams, but it worked out well. Not that Jazz Chisholm is even 1/100 of Barry
Bonds. Now, Chisholm has never played more than 124 games in a season. Donnie has pointed that out a lot. He's not a guy that stays healthy.
No, that's a little more worrisome.
And then the last one is Brent Rooker. We've gone over him before. Just, he hit 30 home runs last year. He's on pace to hit more than that this season. He's posting a 942 OPS this year.
Beast.
It's crazy.
He's a beast.
The way this guy has just completely come out of nowhere. Literally any team in baseball could have had him. He bounced around teams. He was a, what you would call a quad A player. He's the, honestly,
like a Steve Pierce
situation. I'm going to say this, and obviously people, I'm not at all insinuating that he's using performance-enhancing drugs. But he's the type of guy like 20 years ago
you'd have all wondered
that you would
about.
Wonder about because he was not a good player. And then suddenly in his late 20s, when you're not supposed to develop or get
turn
much
good.
Better, he's gone from a borderline, barely major league player to a guy that has, by OPS, he is right now 8th in baseball, Chris.
Yeah, not many. Judge is ahead of him.
Judge, Otani, Soto,
yeah.
Harper, Devers, Ozuna,
Henderson,
and then Rooker.
Jeez, dude.
Better than Betts, Freeman, Yordan Alvarez, Stephen Kwan, Bobby Witt Jr., Christian Yelich, Jose Ramirez, Brian Reynolds.
That's insane.
Ellie De La Cruz. I could keep going
here.
Who's
the ultimate example of a guy 20 years ago who actually did turn a middling career into a good one with PEDs?
Well, everyone's going to bring up Brady Anderson as like the case study in that.
He was like an okay player, though. He was a little better than like quad A baseball player.
Yeah.
Like, I think he had hit 20 homers before, and then he just randomly hit 50. I'm just trying to think of somebody who literally was a creation of basically taking steroids.
Well, that's what they say about Sosa.
Yeah, but he had hit 30 home runs and stuff. I mean, he wasn't a great player, but he was good enough. Yeah, there's got to be somebody out there.
Did you hear the trade suggestion that Zeiss and Starkey brought up? I think it was the first segment of their show.
For what?
It was like 10:43, but it was the first segment of their show.
Okay.
They were just completely, they're just going crazy with the A's. Like, they brought up Mason Miller. They said, let's trade for Rooker and Miller. I would give away, like, 6 of my top 10 prospects and Davis and Sawinski, maybe.
Man, for a closer, if it was a dominant starting pitcher, I would actually do something wild like that, but it's a closer.
Well, I guess their thought is that Miller will consider starting again next year because that is what he came up as.
But is Miller going to be the 102-mile-an-hour flamethrower? Would you have two unicorns on a team?
I mean, I think of Aroldis Chapman and Jonathan Papelbon, and both the Reds and Red Sox tried to make those elite closers into starting pitchers, and when they didn't like the results, they went right back to being closers again.
I mean, Miller is a big dude, 6'5", the body type's there.
You know who was a good example of it working, though, was Lugo with the Royals this year.
Yeah.
He was a reliever with the Mets, and now he's one of the best starting pitchers in baseball, and he ain't no spring chicken.
No, and I thought of the reverse example. Smoltz went from being a great starter to a great
quickly,
closer.
Of those three guys, who interests you the most? Rooker, Chisholm, or Winker?
Rooker.
Donnie?
Oh, Rooker by a mile.
So where's he play? Where's he play, though?
Right. DH.
If you
putting that bat in the lineup, I don't care.
If I found out that they didn't want to make that trade because they didn't want to, like, mess with McCutcheon.
Mm-hmm.
For as much as I love McCutcheon and what he's done for the Pirates, I would be very, 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 very annoyed by that and upset by that. Rooker's the best player. But I honestly think in terms of fit that Chisholm would probably be the best guy because they need the center field help so badly. That's the Achilles heel or the biggest weakness in their lineup, even though Rooker's a much better player than...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.